call received from Hi. Home care agency.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How can I help you?
I was calling trying to see how do you go about trying to sign up to get that for someone.
Sure. Like you want to work as a caregiver for a family member?
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
It. And that family member, do they have Medicaid?
No. I don't think he's only 33.
Okay. Medicaid is an income-based program. It's not a...
Oh, because he gets, his insurance is, like Keystone.
Okay, yeah, Keystone is under
Keystone.
Medicaid, so yeah. He has Ms. Bradley, he has Medicaid.
Because it's my son, I'm the mom, and, my son, has sickle cell anemia, and now he just found out he has, lymphoma cancer, so he goes to chemo, and he needs, so I'm trying to look for a provider that pays me to be his provider.
Sure. So you can sign up and get paid for him. In which county do you live? Like, does he live?
Chester County.
Got it.
Yes.
What's his first and last name?
Dayron. It's D as in dog, A as in apple, E-R-O-N.
D-A-E-R-O-N?
N. That's the first name, Dayron. And the last name's Anderson.
Got it. Let me give it a checkup. Hold on.
Okay. I don't know nothing about no Medicare or whatever she's saying.
What's his date of birth? Let me try.
3/15/91.
Got it. Let me see. I see actually he does his Medicaid is inactive. He has Keystone, but most probably not under Medicaid, but we just need to reactivate it because it's a Medicaid-funded program. We'll just help you reactivate it. And then you'll be able to get signed up for home care, and you'll be able to...
What is reactivated? Mean his insurance is already active.
Right. He has active insurance.
Yeah.
But not under Medicaid.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we need to get it under Medicaid. But I think if he had already Medicaid, then we just need to reactivate it. So I'm going to have a specialist help you do that, so you don't need to do it yourself. Let me get...
Yeah, because he's in the hospital right now, but I was trying to check into this.
Got it.
Yeah, but he's going to be coming home.
What's his exact address?
His address, his home address?
Yes, his home address.
801.
Okay.
East Lincoln Highway.
Winton Highway?
Coatesville, PA. Yeah, East Lincoln Highway.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
19320.
Got it. Then what's your first and last name? You want to be the caregiver, right?
My first name is Deona. Deona. D-E-O-N-A.
Okay.
Deona. And it's Anderson for the last name.
Got it. Then the phone number you called, that's your contact number, right?
Yes.
Does your different phone number, or should I put in the same?
Yeah, he has a different one. Dayron, what's your phone number again? 484-943-5810.
Got it. Thank you so much. Give me 2 minutes. Actually, is there any, minors in the house except for him?
No, it's just me and him.
Just you and him. Got it.
No, just me and him.
Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get a specialist for you right now so she can help you. But before we do it, how do I spell the address? Because I can't pull it up.
801. It's 801.
Okay.
East, like E-A-S-T,
yeah.
East. And then Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-O-N, Lincoln.
Got it.
Highway.
I got it. And that's in Coatesville. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It just came up. I just need to
And it's P-A-1-9-3-2-0. Yeah.
I got it. Give me 2 minutes. Let me just take down the information and let me send it to the specialist. Let me see if she's available, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All done.
I'm glad I bought your insurance card because I said, let me bring it. Why they don't know what they're doing, because they're supposed to catch you. You're supposed to come in here and get checked when you get blood. I know from all the years that you get it, they always came in. Only option that was the best was they wanted that you can't push the food to get the death and out of you. That ain't going right. You're supposed to be monitoring when somebody's giving blood. They're not doing it. I'm stupid. I swear I like them people at Philly, them nurses and them in bed all night. Then they let me go get what I want out of the snack room. They're not even telling people you allowed to go to no snack room either. And can't stay. That woman, I asked that one lady, she tried to say, you can't stay here. This chair ain't even no big like the one down there. This thing is up to pop your legs off. I don't know if they were, well, maybe they open. Over there, then that couch thing over there looks like it got some kind of size things on it. But I asked the one lady that they are the people. Ain't no reason around here. All I know is it's all different people. I like the other people that would do it all the day. Seem like these ones that feel ignorant.
Hi. Okay, so we got enough Tali available for you. I will transfer right over, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. She's going
to
help you.
I need to go over here.
Okay.
Because I can meet you.
Good afternoon. My name is Naftali from Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Deanna Anderson.
Okay. Hi, Deanna. So you would like to apply your son?
To be a home care provider for my son.
Okay. So you're calling for your son, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the provider, I guess. The home care provider.
Yeah, so we are a home care provider. We can help you with
applying. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to just do it for my son.
Yeah, I got you. So you want to apply also for home care services, meaning to say you want to have an aide at home that will help. That
yes.
will help. I guess you
What'd
will
What you
help.
Say? Repeat that again.
You want to be the caregiver for your son once
yes.
you're old, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
How old is your son?
He's 34.
He's 34, and I guess he's disabled or...
Yeah, he's been disabled with sickle cell, but now he got a former cancer he just found out, and he started his first thing of chemo, but it's affecting his sickle cell to act up, so he needs a lot of care at home now.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, so I'll help you along the way. So let me just explain you what the process
mm-hmm.
will take in. And first of all, does the patient own any house, or does he have any life insurance policy
no.
or something like that?
No, none of that right now.
Okay, and does he have any income?
He just gets his Social Security SSI check.
Okay, and is it over
$2,900? No, he only gets $1,000 even, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
once a month.
Makes sense. So then he should be able to qualify. Just one
mm-hmm.
more question. Is there any minor under 21 living in the patient's house?
No, it's just me and him that live together.
Mm-hmm.
No
okay.
one else lives there, just me and him.
Okay, makes sense. So let me just explain you what the process is. So basically the process might take up to 2 months. It all depends on how on top we are, and that's meaning to say if we need any appointments scheduled or forms, documents. If we're on top on it,
okay.
I would say about 2 months, you should be approved mm-hmm. hopefully for home care. So
okay.
here's the process. Your son will undergo two assessments. The first one is going to be with the Pennsylvania Independent Broker. So you will call them. You want to schedule an appointment.
What's the phone number?
I'll give you the phone number. It's 877.
Okay. What is it?
877
877
550
yeah. 550 mm-hmm.
4227
4227
Correct.
Okay.
So they are the Pennsylvania Independent Brokers. It's a state entity.
Okay.
They will assess, it's going to be an in-home visit. They will ask some
okay.
financial questions. This is the first one that you'll call in.
Okay.
It's casual. After
okay.
this one, all it right. will be second. You want me to explain you the process? Just a minute or two?
Yeah.
Okay. So after the first assessment is finished, the aging agency will call to schedule a second
mm-hmm.
assessment. The second assessment is more like
mm-hmm.
a functional assessment to see whatever the needs are,
mm-hmm.
whatever the needs are for your son. In the meantime, we would only have a PCP form signed from a doctor stating that he needs home care services.
Okay.
So therefore, we have our telehealth doctor
mm-hmm.
that can call you and schedule an appointment to sign the PCP form. Do you want me to request a call for you with a telehealth doctor?
Yeah,
okay,
you can request them to call me.
Okay, they'll be calling from a New York number, 718.
Okay.
And also, mm-hmm. in the meantime, we would need to have proof of his income. So, if any bank accounts that he has.
Okay, I have it. I have the paper that states how much he gets a month.
Yeah, but the company
so
would
what do I
life.
Show you? So, what do when do I prove all that? Send it with when I get all the paperwork and talk to these people.
Yeah, so once you have a 5-year look-back statement, the county would want to see for any bank accounts or that he has, the county would want to see.
Oh, okay. He don't have a bank account.
Okay. And how is he getting the Social Security? By check or by card?
He gets it on a card. On a card direct. And he spends all that because he pays rent and, you know. So
makes
he
sense.
Barely has nothing left from the $1,000.
You know what the card
yes.
name is? It's called Direct Express.
Oh, Direct Express. Yeah, he gets it on the Direct Express card.
Okay, perfect.
But I have the papers from his caseworker to tell y'all, I have the verification for the rest of this year for how much he gets. They did send
sense.
That
but,
paper.
Yeah, so if you can send me that paper, I'll give you my email address. But they will also need 3 months.
So would I got to take a copy and send it in the email?
Yes. Correct.
Just the email address. Can you spell it all out so I don't mess up?
I'll text it in for you once we finish the call. Is that okay?
Okay, text it to me then. Yeah, I'll text it. Yeah, that'd be better.
Okay, so for the Direct Express, they will need also 3 months going back. So meaning to say we're now in January, so they will need from October, November, and December of last year's date. So you can actually download it if you have online access to it.
Oh.
We need 3 months of statement.
So would y'all need to know how much money he was getting for the last 3 months?
Yeah, so they would want to know whatever, like, went into that account and how he spent it. So they would want to see 3 months going back. Okay, so
I didn't know you had to go through all that. What do the 3 months got to do with you being a home care?
It takes up to 2 months, unfortunately, because there's a few, you know, states.
No, I said because you said you. So you're trying to say I gotta get a statement from the Direct Express people because that's not where the money comes from. It's coming from SSI.
Right.
They just put the money on the Direct Express card.
Correct. But Direct Express.
Because I have the paper from the Social Security people where the money comes from. I have that statement.
Yeah, I understand. But the way they look at Direct Express is like a bank. So, do you have
online
account?
Well, he's been getting that
account?
For years with Direct Express. No, I don't have no online account. I get a card.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bank card.
Makes sense.
It comes
so,
on the bank card. I never did it online.
Okay, so you can on the card it should be a number where you can call in to request 3 months of statement.
But shouldn't y'all be instead of calling them to verify his income, shouldn't y'all be verifying it from where it comes, the money comes from? Because I had them papers, Social Security.
Right. But they would want.
Why
to
shouldn't y'all be verifying it with them?
Shouldn't
y'all
sure
be verifying
that
with them?
That's what they require. If anyone has a Direct Express account, the county would want to see 3 months of statement from them.
Well, I never got no statements or none of that. I don't deal with Direct Express like that. All they do is put the money on the card, and that is all we do.
Right.
I don't get
you,
no kind of statements or none of that. They
I
don't
understand.
Send me no statements in the mail.
I understand. If you call them
that's
in,
why I was saying, but why can't
in,
I just don't get, they're not the ones that's giving us the money, the Social Security people are. And that's why I keep saying, why can't y'all get the money from the verifications from Social Security?
I'll explain to you why. Because the indirect express, some people are getting other money into the Direct Express card. Direct Express is like a third entity.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all just want to verify to make sure that he's not getting other money.
Right.
Okay,
correct.
Well,
I'll call them
and set up to see if they can send me something from them, but he doesn't get no other money.
Right, right, right. I understand. So just try to call them on the, it should be a number that they can send to you right away.
Okay, and they can send me the stuff in the mail. Like three months of statements, like from December, well, really January, December, and November. They the ones you
correct.
Want?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So that's that. After you finish these elements, the two assessments, the PCP form that the telehealth doctor will call you, and the financial statement.
Okay. So where do I get that from? Do I get that from his primary doctor or the doctors that's doing the care for him for the cancer and stuff? Or that comes from his PCC primary? That's the primary doctor that got it. Y'all want it. What do y'all want me to get from them to say what's wrong with him?
No. We have our telehealth doctor that can call you up together with the patient.
Oh, okay. So what are you saying, that they're going to call them or I got to call them?
No, they're
going to call. Are they going to call the PC? They're going to call me and then they'll tell me from there what to do.
Yes, they will call you.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes, and fill out the form.
Okay. Because I had his PC doctor in name in front of me with the phone number, but you said they all call me first.
No, so we don't need it from your doctor. It's just a quicker way because we have our doctor that can help you.
So you said the doctor's going to call me sometime.
Yes, yes.
So the only other thing I got to do is call this. The only other thing I got to do is get the verification from Direct Express. And that doctor's going to call me, and then I'm going to call this phone number that you gave me. Right?
Yes. No, so this... So
and they're going to tell me. And that phone number, them people are going to tell me.
Let me recap. So there's four things. The first one is the assessment, the financial assessment that we spoke about. You will call in the number that I gave you.
Call them. Okay.
Assessment.
Okay.
After that, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second assessment.
Okay.
Call them.
But okay.
In the meantime that these two assessments are happening, we want to have two things, the PCP form signed and the financial statements.
Mm-hmm.
So for the PCP
when the doctor calls me, that's when they'll tell me about it?
Yes. So the telehealth doctor will call you and fill out the PCP form, and you will call the Direct Express to get 3 months of statement.
Okay. I understand now.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Once this is done, your case goes over to the county's office. They review it. If they found you eligible, you're approved for home care services. And after that, the insurance will assess how many hours your son needs. Once this is done, you can start care.
Okay.
So if you
I can call the to them people that I'm supposed to call, you can transfer me to them?
Yes, I can transfer you to the broker to schedule your first assessment.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You want to take my number and save it into your contacts?
Well, is it this number that's up there, the 5680?
No, it's a different number.
No.
I'm going to be the service coordinator.
Oh, yeah, because the girl connected me.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
It's 267.
What's the number?
267.
267?
267, correct, yes.
Yes.
551.
What is it? 7551?
No, sorry. 267.
551. Repeat it again.
Okay.
551.
7445.
7445. So that's 267551-7445?
Correct. And my name is Naftali. I'll be your service coordinator.
Okay.
And let me go ahead and transfer you right now to the broker.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Pennsylvania Independent. One. Para continuar en español, oprima dos.
For all other languages, press 3.
No, I'm trying to. No, I'm not going to do that.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Enrollment broker. My name is Janice. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, my name is Deona Anderson.